Welcome to the Becoming Your Warrior podcast. This is the place where you get to feel inspired and empowered to step into your very best life. Hey, it's Em, and this is the Becoming Your Warrior podcast. This episode might divide a few people. I'm really curious to know what your thoughts are. I'd love to get your feedback. I'd love you to message me or jump on the website. It's just emma-ritchie.com and send me a message, because this is just something that, you know, I've been witnessing for a really long time, and I just want to speak up about it because I love women. I love all humans, to be honest, but I especially love women, and I really, really want to drill home how sacred our bodies are. And I really feel like at the moment, I feel like there's this movement which is about empowered women. And I think there's a bit of confusion about what empowered is, because there are girls out there going, yeah, you know, my body counts like 30 and I'm 19, 20 years old and I'm just empowered. I'm just owning it. I'm just doing what I want. And, you know, full power to them. From my perspective, I look at that and I'm like, no one who is feeling empowered and who isn't lacking in self-worth is sleeping with 30 people by the time they're 19. And I'm not slut shaming those girls. They can do what they want. But I am saying, like, there is either a lack of integrity, a lack of discernment when they're choosing who they're sleeping with. There is, you know, it's all good to be horny and go out and do what you want to do, right? And I've certainly had periods in my life where I haven't been with a partner, and I've definitely dated and had fun. So, but my biggest concern at the moment is that it's being normalized that you should just hook up with people all the time. And I was with a friend of mine the other day, and he actually runs a mixed kind of football team, and they're all like 17, 18, and all of them, he was saying, all of them have hooked up with each other. And I was like, what? And he was like, yeah, they've all hooked up and, you know, nothing's come of it. And I'm just like, oh my God, it's kind of terrifying. It's terrifying just because I just think girls, and I'd love girls to come back to the sacredness of who they are. So let me just talk a little bit about women's bodies. And I've been on a big journey this last year. I've done a year-long course, which is called Journey of the Wild Feminine, which was run by my amazing friend Anki. You should check her out. It's Sacred Rising on Instagram. She's an absolutely incredible teacher, and she teaches women's mysteries. And I, in the last year, have learned more than ever, like, women's bodies, if you think about what we do, if we do decide to, you know, have children and have a baby, and that all happens naturally, like, you know, our bodies receive, we'll choose the sperm that we want to, you know, go inside the egg and turn into a baby, and we will grow a human inside of our body, right? And without us on the planet, there are no more humans. Without women on the planet, there is no more humans. And so that in itself should add a huge amount of value to you. You are so valuable, because without you, a man cannot pass on his DNA. He cannot have a child. He cannot reproduce. There is no way that a man can do this. I'm not paying men down. I'm just saying this is pure biology, right? This is pure fact. A woman, you know, there are sperm banks and stuff like that now, but, you know, men cannot reproduce without women. And so our bodies are a vessel for pure creation. And that in itself is incredibly sacred. And I just think handing our bodies over to guys who, you know, don't deserve it, or haven't worked for it, or haven't proved themselves, you know, like way back when, you know, men would have to fight or provide or, you know, try and win the heart of a girl and get her to see the value in him before she handed her value over. Where now it's just like, yeah, do you want to hook up? Yeah, cool. Let's hook up. And it's, I feel like we're really losing the sacredness of our bodies. And we're just handing our, you know, that isn't being empowered. We're handing our power over so, so easily to people that don't deserve it. I'm not bagging at men when I'm saying this, all right? I'm just saying this is what people talk about when they talk about a high value woman. This is one of the things. A high value woman is somebody that actually has that integrity to kind of say to somebody, even if they're showering them with compliments and they're doing all these things, a high value woman is the woman who gets to choose, who chooses, not the woman who's just like, yeah, cool, it's on, let's do it. So I'd love to know your thoughts on this. I'd love to know what you think, because I'm just seeing it more and more. It's like, you know, really young girls are being sexualized, you know, TikTok, everything. It's all getting a bit, it's all getting a bit icky for me, to be honest. I'm a bit over it. But working in TV and casting shows and things like that as well, you know, I get to talk to a lot of people in their 20s. And, you know, get to hear their stories. And some of them are so switched on and so smart and wonderful. And I just love talking to them. But then I talk to other people and I'm just kind of like, wow, you are, you know, this is where self-worth isn't there. It's kind of like their self-worth is resting on how many guys they can get to like them or, you know, or sleep with, you know. It's not the feminine way. It's not the way that it's meant to be. And I'm not saying to people, don't go out and don't have fun and don't hook up. I'm just saying, like, if you know, when it comes to high value, this is one of the things that it's not about a guy asking you and you feeling like you can't tell him how many people you've slept with. And it's not about the number, it's about why you did it. And if you're just handing your body away to anyone, then what value is it, you know, for down the track? I hope that makes sense. I really would love to hear what anyone else thinks about this, because I just feel like our bodies as women are so sacred. We are the CEOs of them. We get to decide what to do with them. But the more that we just kind of, it's almost like if you think about it, like being a CEO of a business and just employing anyone in your company, right? Just going, yeah, they'll do, they'll do, they'll do, they'll do. Like, how is your company going to thrive if you're just accepting anyone, Tom, Dick or Harry, right? How is your business and your, you know, company going to thrive if you are just accepting anybody into your company? And that is what your body is like. If you were just accepting any guy into your body, it's like the value, how are you meant to thrive? How is your value meant to thrive? How's your brand, you know, like how's your reputation as a CEO of your company, as a CEO of your body? Like, what's your reputation? You know, people only place high value on things that have a great reputation, that are known for discernment, that are known for integrity, that are known for making great decisions and really good choices about who they have around them. So yeah, just take that on board and let me know what you think. I'd love to know. And at the same time, you know, we're all sexual beings. I'm not saying, you know, you have to go and join the nunnery or anything like that. I'm just saying, I think we're losing something really, really special here. I think we've lost touch with our value as women. It's not just to have casual sex with people. We have so much to offer. And I really do believe this is like the battle at the moment with the masculine, feminine. There's so much negativity to men and, you know, between men and women and the masculine, the feminine. But actually, really, what it comes down to is the feminine is the receiving, and the feminine is the one that ultimately makes the decision. It doesn't come down to a man to make a decision whether he can have sex with you or not. And if he does make that decision, that's a whole nother word. But basically, a woman, that's true empowerment. A woman deciding if she wants to have sex, if this man has proved himself and his worthiness of you, that's true sacredness. That's true empowerment. That's true discernment. When you choose and you decide when you're ready, if you're ready. So yeah, send me a message. I'd love to know what you think. And as always, it's a pleasure being here. I love chatting to you guys. And I hope you're having a lovely day, morning, afternoon, evening, wherever you are. Sending you lots of love, and just keep stepping into becoming your warrior. Thanks for listening today. And if this episode helped or inspired you, just remember to share it to friends or family who could also use some inspiration today. We are all about sharing the love.